Greetings and salutations. You've just joined Neville Mind Tricks, your friend here in the Neville Sphere. How long should you study Neville every day? How long should you study Neville every day? I think the short answer is it depends, which is the answer for most things, but it depends on your situation, on what you are trying to accomplish, and what your schedule allows. Begin reading. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats and the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was imprisoned, and you came to visit me." Then the righteousness will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on the left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or needing clothes, or sick, or in prison, and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. End reading. All right. End of Matthew 31 to 46, if you will. So Neville talks about how he studied, how he traveled with two books. And you probably know what those two books are. The Complete Works of English Poet William Blake and the Bible. And Neville said he spent approximately 6 hours a day studying. He mentions that he liked to listen to classical music, piano concertos in the background while reading the Bible or about William Blake. Again, you could do whatever you want. You should do what works for you in your particular situation. But what about just reading Neville? Maybe not 6 hours a day, unless you have the luxury of time, or you live in Phoenix and you have the extra time and you'd rather do that than hanging outside in the 100 plus degree sun. Or if you live in a cold climate in the winter and it's sub-zero Arctic temperature outside. Again, it depends, because your scenario is different than my scenario, and the other guy's scenario is different than the other gal's scenario. But the scenarios are there. How different would your day be if you read Neville for 6 minutes a day, 60 seconds a day, or took 6 seconds a day to just find a cool Neville quote? There are so many options, no right or wrong. Now, there's a particular teacher out there. I tend to associate him with being kind of a blowhard, to be kind, who claims that Neville made more money than his NLP hero, Tony Robbins. Yes, this person probably got a crackerjack degree in NLP and worships Tony Robbins. Now, I'm being facetious. Most people that haven't had much success in NLP kind of villainize Tony Robbins and always like to point out ways in which they think they're better than him. But neither here nor there. But I think this person uses a lot of fake news and cockamamie carnival barker sales pitches to attract folks to them, which, you know, teach their own. Neither good nor bad, they're just states. Now, this person says that a individual shouldn't occupy all day in studying Neville. Now, your definition of all day may be different than my definition of all day, and around and around and around. 6 hours, which Neville stated that he would take every day, which I'm sure there were exceptions to the rule, maybe a lot less exceptions, but there were exceptions to the rule. Possibly, maybe there weren't. Maybe he did 6 hours every day. But I don't consider that all day. I don't consider 6 hours all day. Some might think 8 hours is all day. Like a work day is 8 hours, but if you break it down, you have, here's where my Arizona education, well, at least a part of it that I got in education. So 8 times 3, what's that, 24? So you got 8 hours for sleep, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for play. So you got 16 hours in just a pure study of Neville. Is that all day? Yeah. What if you sleep less than 8 hours and you do more than 16 hours? Some might think that's too much, but some might think that works for them. The end of the day, bottom line with all this, is the sheep to the right. Wonder if there's any significance in that. And the goats, the cursed evil goats to the left, which is a side that's usually associated with evil and corruption and nonsense, cockamamie things. And study Neville as long as you want, whether it be hours a day, minutes a day, or every once in a while. Until next time, Hope you're doing something fun. Have some fun stuff planned. And dream better than the best. You know?